presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Now, Superman, champion of the weak and the oppressed, valiant fighter for truth and justice, faster than an airplane, stronger than a locomotive, who appeared on Earth from the planet Krypton and who walked about among human beings as Miles Clark Kent, news reporter for the Daily Planet. Sent to the home of his aunt on the coast of New England to recover from an illness, young Jimmy Olsen, copy boy for the Daily Planet, has run into mystery and has persuaded Clark Kent to join him. Meeting the reporter late at night with a small catboat for the trip back to Lighthouse Point, where his aunt's house faces the open sea, Jimmy poured out his story. Mysterious figures moving about at midnight, quiet footfalls without a trace of living men. But suddenly, as a rain squall swept down, Jimmy's story was interrupted by shipwreck. Following a false light, the catboat ran full on the rocks of the point, and its passengers, Jimmy and Clark Kent, made shore just in time to meet a further mystery. A ghostly figure running up the beach stumbled and fell. He turned out to be Jimmy's Aunt Louisa Horn, stunned from the fall. As our story continues today, Kent and Jimmy have carried the old lady back through the dark and the rain to Horn House, and they're attempting to revive her. Listen.
Gee, you think she's hurt bad, Mr. Kent? She's awful white.
I don't think so, Jimmy. Don't seem to be any bones broken. More as if she'd fainted.
I wish there was something we could do.
Well, got any spirits of ammonia in the house?
Gosh, I wouldn't know. She's breathing all right, Mr. Kent.
I think she's coming around. What in the world do you suppose she was doing out there in all that storm?
You've got me.
When we saw her, she was running away back up the beach. Jimmy, you don't suppose your aunt had anything to do with that queer light, do you?
Gosh, I don't see how, Mr. Kent. I don't see how anybody could have anything to do with it. Just like I told you, there hasn't been a light in that lighthouse for 50 years.
Well, there was one tonight. Somebody deliberately tried to wreck us on those rocks. Who owns it?
The lighthouse?
Yeah.
Aunt Lou owns it. Her grandfather built it, old Captain Joshua Horn, so he could bring his clipper ship into his own dock.
What? You mean a ship the size of a clipper could dock here?
They did. Anyway, that's what Aunt Lou says. You see, the point makes a regular little bay, and the bay leads right into Lighthouse Creek. You can see it tomorrow. Mr. Kent, she's coming too.
All right, Miss Horn.
Christopher. Oh, Chris. Oh.
What's that she said? Sounded like Christopher.
Christopher? She must mean Christopher Horn. I think that was her nephew.
Was? Why, is he dead?
I don't know, Mr. Kent. She don't talk about him. Kind of a secret.
Secret? Why, what do you mean?
Well, I guess it's all right to tell you. Aunt Lou thought the world of Chris, raised him up from a kid. Then he just ran out on her.
Oh, who's that? What's happened?
It's all right, Aunt Lou. You just fell and gave yourself a bump.
Christopher.
No, it's not Chris, Aunt Lou. It's Jimmy.
Oh. Oh, Jimmy. Oh, yes. Yes, now I remember. I'm all right.
Don't try to sit up, Miss Horn.
Jimmy. Jimmy, who is this gentleman?
This is Mr. Kent. You know, the man I went over to meet with the catboat.
Oh, yes. Yes, Mr. Kent.
I'm afraid this is a very informal sort of introduction, Miss Horn.
What happened? I don't remember. I declare I must have fainted.
You fell, Aunt Lou. You were out on the beach and you fell.
Oh, my lands. I guess I did. I remember now. And Mr. Kent, this ain't much of a way to make a buddy welcome.
Oh, don't you worry about that, Miss Horn. Isn't there something I can get you?
Oh, no. I'll be all right.
Aunt Lou, what were you doing out on the beach in the pouring rain?
Pouring rain? Oh, my soul, I should say it is. I'm wet to the skin. Soon as I feel well enough, I'll go right up and change.
Yes, but what happened, Miss Horn? Why did you leave the house?
Leave the house?
Yes.
Oh, my land, why shouldn't I leave the house, Mr. Kent? With you and Jimmy out there in a tiny catboat and all that storm. I was scared to death something might have happened to you.
But gee, Aunt Lou.
I thought maybe I could holler to you or wave a lantern or something.
Wave a lantern? Say, that reminds me. Do you know anything about a light up and... Oh! Oh, my ankle.
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry, Jimmy. Did I step on your foot?
Gee, I'll say you did.
Oh, I was just going to get your aunt a glass of water.
I don't need no water, thank you. I had plenty of tears. I think I'll go upstairs now.
Aunt Lou, what's the matter?
Shh. Listen. Yes, that's it. That's it. That's the noise we heard before.
That's right, Mr. Kent. It's down in the cellar.
Quiet. Don't make a sound.
Hear it, Mr. Kent? What is it?
I think it's about time we found out. Where are the cellar stairs?
No. No, don't you go down there. There ain't nothing. Jimmy and I did that once before. You won't see a thing.
We've got to find out what it is, Miss Horn.
You'll be hurt. Now, don't you do it.
Miss Horn, do you know what's down in that cellar?
No. No, and I don't want to know.
Well, gosh, I do.
And so do I. Come on, Jimmy. Now, Miss Horn, you stay right where you are. Jimmy, grab that flashlight.
Mr. Kent, it's on your own head.
Here's the door where the stairs go down, Mr. Kent. Now, don't you worry, Aunt Lou.
Be careful. Don't you take no chances now, Jimmy.
I'll be all right. Come on, Mr. Kent.
Careful, Jimmy. Keep quiet.
Here's the door at the bottom that leads to the cellar.
I'm opening it. Wait a second. I want to listen.
Don't hear anything now, Mr. Kent. Say, what did you kick my ankle for?
Oh, I'm sorry if I hurt you, Jimmy. You were asking your aunt about the light in the abandoned lighthouse.
Well, sure I was, but why should...
Jimmy, your Aunt Louisa knows more about all this than she's telling.
What?
I'm positive she does. What was she doing out on the beach? She said she was looking for us, but don't forget she was running back toward the house when she fell. And why didn't she want us to come down here to the cellar?
Golly gee, Mr. Kent. You don't think Aunt Lou's doing anything wrong, do you?
Jimmy, I don't know. All I do know is that she's not telling us the whole story. Now be quiet. Listen.
I don't hear anything. Aren't you going in?
Yes, but let's listen first.
There it is again.
All right, now, let me go first. Door, it's locked.
Mr. Kent, break it in, quick. Once more, I'll do it.
There we are. Now we'll see.
I'm with you, Mr. Kent. Where are they? Jump in, Jiminy, Mr. Kent.
Why, it's not possible. Jimmy, there isn't anybody here. The cellar is absolutely empty.
Mr. Kent, it can't be. Look back at those chests. Look underneath them.
There's not a sign of anything or anybody.
But listen, there was something. We both heard it.
I know we did. Whoever or whatever was in this place a minute ago is gone.
But they can't be gone. Look for yourself. Nothing but a cat could get outdoors through that narrow window. And the walls are solid stone.
No, not solid. Stone blocks cemented up.
Well, what's the difference? Gee, Mr. Kent, you don't think anybody could get through those, do you?
Jimmy, give me that flashlight. Now, you go upstairs and bring back a hammer. Quick.
A hammer?
Yes.
What kind of a hammer?
Oh, I don't care. The bigger the better.
Mr. Kent, what are you going to do?
Hurry up. Now, get a move on. I'll show you when you come back. And tell your aunt we're all right. She may be worried.
All right. I'll be right back.
Hurry.
Aunt Lou. Aunt Lou, where's the hammer?
Now then, I had to have some excuse to get him out of the way. Something mighty queer about all this. And I have an idea that finding out what it is a job for Superman. While Jimmy's upstairs, I think we'll see what's under this floor. Looks like solid bricks, but you never can tell. Let's see if I can rip up a few. Try these over here. No good. They are solid, laid in cement. Well, maybe somewhere else.
Mr. Kent!
I thought I heard something.
Mr. Kent! Mr. Kent, quick!
Jimmy, he's calling. What's happened?
Jimmy, look! Look, do you see it too? Yes, Mr. Kent. Get him out of that cell. Mr. Kent!
Can't let Jimmy see me like this. Back to Clark Kent, quick! Jimmy, I'm coming! What is it? What's the matter?
Aunt Lou, tell him!
Mr. Kent, my lancer don't hardly seem possible.
Well, quick, Miss Horn, what was...
While you was in the cellar, I just happened to turn my head and look out the window.
Yes, go on.
I don't know what made me. I just happened to do it.
Please, Aunt Lou, never mind all that. Tell him what you saw.
Mr. Kent, just as plain as I see you now, just as plain as anything, I saw a light.
A light? Where? What kind of a light?
Mr. Kent, it was high up, off on the point. I can't believe it, but if you was to ask me, I'd take my dying oath it was in the old lighthouse.
Miss Horn, are you sure of that?
Yes. Yes, it can't be, but I'm sure I wasn't seeing things. There was a light in the abandoned lighthouse. Where there ain't been a sign of a light for 50 years. Mr. Kent, what's going on? What is it?
That's what we're here to find out, Aunt Lou.
Jimmy, have you still got that flashlight?
Right here.
What are you going to do? Where are you going?
We're going out to the lighthouse on the point, right now.
I'm with you, Mr. Kent.
Now, Miss Horn, you stay right here. Now, wait. Have you got a gun,
what?
Or a pistol, or anything like that?
A gun?
Yes.
Oh, my soul, don't you give me no gun. I wouldn't dare to use it.
Well, you can use it just to make a noise if anything happens while we're gone.
Aunt Lou, there's that old shotgun in the closet, and there's shells, too. I'll load it up for you.
Jimmy Olsen, don't you touch that gun. You leave it be.
There you are. Put it right here on the table.
All right, Jimmy. Now, where's the flashlight? Okay, now, come on. Now, wait.
Come on.
Miss Horn, that cellar door at the top of the stairs. We had to break the one at the bottom. Does this one lock?
It's got a bolt. But my land, what in the world are you...
There, that'll do it. There we are. All right, now, Miss Horn. We won't be long, but whatever happens, keep that door bolted. And stay out of the cellar till we get back.
And if you want help, Aunt Lou, try that gun. All right, Mr. Kent. It's still raining, Tom.
Go ahead, Jimmy. Be careful now, Miss Horn. Stay right where you are.
Mr. Kent, you and Jimmy, be careful. You look out.
This way, Mr. Kent. Watch where I flash the light.
Wait.
What's the matter?
Wait, Jimmy. Stop right here. Put out that flashlight.
Golly, what's up?
Jimmy, think carefully. Did you see that light in the lighthouse? Or did your aunt?
Why, Aunt Lou, dear.
Uh-huh. And you didn't see it at all.
Well, gee, no. When I looked, it was gone. But come on, what are we waiting for?
Well, we're going to wait right here. I'm going to watch the house.
But why?
To see what your aunt does now that we're gone. Jimmy, what's she afraid of? Why is she trying to get rid of us?
You mean she was trying to get us out of the house on purpose?
I don't know. But I do know this. Until something happens, we're going to stay right here and wait. And watch.
More mystery at Horn House. Which way to go? Was there really a light in the old abandoned tower on Lighthouse Point? Or is old Miss Horn trying for reasons of her own to get rid of Kent and Jimmy Olsen? What will she do now that she's alone? Tune in next time and follow the exciting story of Superman. And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.